Agenda item number five, discussion and possible action on operations policy manual of Riley Woods, senior staff attorney.
Good morning.
Morning.
Okay, what we've got, as y'all recall, we've got an operations policy manual that was adopted by the board that composes a sort of a compendium of different policies that have been adopted by the board from time to time. And every 2 years, as you know, the legislature meets, and when they meet, they pass laws, and some of those laws end up affecting us. And what we do is we go through and look at those laws and figure out which ones need to be updated or included into the operation policy manual. And that's what I'm here to brief y'all on. We've got just a handful. The first one is going to be the most significant. Oh, okay, somebody's got it for me. Okay, the first we're looking at is conflicts disclosure statements. As y'all will also recall, this is a statute that was passed back in 2005, and it has primarily applied to you as board members and Mr. Ford as general manager, CEO. And this is where if we've got vendors entering into contracts with the BRA, you all have got to report if you have a business relationship with the vendor. Well, they tinkered with the bill a little bit this last time around of the statute and have made some changes to it that we need to include in the manual. If you'll remember, originally in the bill there were two things that would cause you to have to report. One would be as if you had a business relationship with a vendor that you or a family member had with the member that earned you $2,500 or more in a 12-month period. And under that circumstance, a family member is somebody within the first degree of consanguinity or affinity. Which basically means your kids, your wife, your parents. Well, the second situation where you had to report was if you got a gift from a vendor that was $250 or more in aggregate over the last 12 months. You are a family member receiving that gift. Well, those were the two instances you had to report. Now, where they've made the change, they've decreased the gift amount from $250 in a 12-month period to $100 in a 12-month period. So now reporting, you got to look at that. And a bigger change is they added a new requirement, and it's if you have a family relationship. So before, as I said, you reported if you had a business relationship or if a family member had a business relationship, and it was $2,500 or more, and you reported if you received a gift from a vendor that was now $100 or more, or if a family member received a gift. Now this third prong says, do you have a family relationship with the vendor, irrespective of whether or not there's a business relationship, irrespective of whether or not there's you've received money, received a gift, or any of that. And a family relationship has a more significant definition. It goes a lot deeper. It's third degree of consanguinity if you're third degree of consanguinity or second degree of affinity. So if it's somebody related to you by blood, that goes all the way down to great-grandchildren and up to great-grandparents. And then it's second degree of affinity, so by marriage, it goes to grandparents or grandchildren. And so if you've got a relationship, so if you had an aunt or uncle that worked for a vendor who we were contracting with, and once you become aware of that, you'd have to report it. Is there any questions on this aspect of it at all? Okay, I'll move on.
Does this mean we shouldn't go to our family reunion?
they make it difficult. Okay, here's the other another big change they made. It used to be, if you knowingly flouted this law, it was a Class C misdemeanor. Well, what they've done is now divided it up into three different sections. If we're dealing with a contract that's less than $1 million, it's a Class C misdemeanor, which is a fine not to exceed $500. If you're dealing with a contract between $1 million and $5 million, it's a Class B, which is a fine not to exceed $2,000 and or confinement in jail, not to exceed 180 days in jail. And if the contract's over $5 million, then it's a Class A misdemeanor, which can be a fine up to $4,000 or confinement in jail, not to exceed a year. So they have upped the penalties in the event of violating the rule. And what you've got to do is, once you become aware that you've got a relationship, you've got to report it within 7 days. And then we have a form that you'll fill out, and we'll post that on the website. Any questions on this one? Okay, the next rule that we're updating, policy we're updating, procurement of professional services. They passed additional laws that, there's already laws out there when you're dealing with engineers and architects that, regarding indemnity. They beefed those up a little bit just to, will not allow you to put in a contract a right for us to be defended by the engineer or architect if it's our own negligence or our own breach of contract and that's bringing it about. And then the other thing they did was they established a standard of care. Now, we already include a standard of care in all of our contracts, but if you don't use their standard of care, then that's in the statute, then that becomes the default standard of care in your contract. But our standard of care is already pretty similar. The one thing they did was they added some language about the engineer architect being in the same or similar locality and under same or similar circumstances. That's, it'll be interesting to see how that standard of care works out. Typically, the standard of care that we've used is as an engineer would do, as opposed to in the locality or under the same special circumstances. So, but we've got to add that into the language. 4.3, financial audit. This requires us to submit our annual fiscal report to the Texas Comptroller. We've already been doing this, apparently, just as a courtesy whenever we do our financial audit, but now under statute we are required to do it.
And they were unaware that they had a copy of our, both the LBB and the audit agency. They were not aware that they had a copy.
Yeah. But we did send it. Real property rights, acquisition of real property. This is another one. We've not condemned any property, at least not since I've been here, not in a long time. But if we ever do engage in condemnation, we've got to also report that to the Texas Comptroller. Energy efficiency program. There used to be, there still is a statute that requires folks to, governmental entities to attempt to, every five-year period, to go down by 5% in their electricity consumption. Well, they built in an exception for water districts and authorities such as us. And this language basically requires us every 5 years to evaluate and just see if there's something we can do. And then miscellaneous, we made other minor just edits and corrections that we found throughout the document that were non-substantive. And that is it. And if y'all have any questions, if not, I'll read the resolution.
Any questions?
Okay, be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby approves the revisions to the Operation Policies Manual to be effective November 1, 2015, as presented at its October 26, 2015 meeting.
Heard the resolution. Is a motion to adopt. Leroy, Zach, please poll the board.
Whenever you vote, push your button.
Presiding Officer Scott?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Benes?
Yes.
Director Beshears?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Creel?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Rankin?
Yes.
Director Talis?
Yes.
Director White?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.